Today we are going to discuss a very interesting letter. And like mentioned in one of the previous shiurim, this letter was hidden away. And even though it was originally printed, part of the Toiras Menachem series of Tov Shin Yud, and the new print, it's no longer there. So therefore, just because I'm going to quote a sefer and you don't see it there in the new print, if you find the old print, you can find it there. In the dorm you have Rabbi Majeski Sefer Min HaMekoyres, and it's also there in Chelek Beis in the Ksav Yad. Someone wrote to the Rebbe the following question. The Rambam says that before Mashiach comes, Eliyahu HaNavi has to come. The Rambam also tells us that there was a person whose name was Bar Kochba, who was a very righteous person in his time. He was someone that Rabbi Akiva himself thought that he was Mashiach. Not only did he think that he was Mashiach, he became his arms bearer. And he went around proclaiming Bar Kochba Va'imer, Zehu Melech HaMashiach, this person is Melech HaMashiach. Until he reached his sad ending, it got to him, and he ended up doing Averis, and he was killed because of his Averis, like the Rambam writes. So someone asked the Rebbe, Al-Khaira, there's a contradiction in the Rambam himself. If Mashiach has to come before, if Eliyahu HaNavi has to come before Mashiach, and at the same time, the Akiva thought that Bar Kochba was Mashiach, how could Rabbi Akiva make such a mistake if he knows that Eliyahu HaNavi has to come? The pasuk says in Malachi, like we mentioned the past few shiurim, Hini Anechi Shaleach Chemes Eliyahu HaNavi, behold, I am sending you Eliyahu HaNavi. And here, Rabbi Akiva was proclaiming someone Melech HaMashiach before you even have Eliyahu HaNavi. It's a very good question. And it's Shaleach Bechlau. Can it be, we know throughout generations, there were people that proclaimed on different tzaddikim that they're Mashiach, even though Eliyahu HaNavi didn't come? No, none of them said that Eliyahu HaNavi came. Tomorrow we're going to discuss where Eliyahu HaNavi will come. But L'chol HaPachis, we see that no one says that Eliyahu HaNavi actually came. So how did Rav Akiva make a mistake to think that Bar Kochba was Mashiach? So the Rebbe answers a very, very interesting answer. That in the Iskalos of Mashiach, there are three slavim. In the revelation of Mashiach, there are three stages. In the words of the Rebbe, there's Giloy Harisha in the Mashiach, there's the first Giloy of Mashiach, the second slav is Nitzchayne Bil Melchama, when he's going to win the wars of Mashiach. And the third thing is the Gilui Ha'achin, Sheyoidu by HaKoyol, when everyone will know that he's Melech HaMashiach. And therefore, says the Rebbe, it could be you had the Gilui Harishin Shal Mashiach, and Eliyahu HaNavi will only come afterwards. It could be you have the fighting of the wars of Mashiach, Eliyahu HaNavi will come afterwards. We're not sure before which stage is Eliyahu HaNavi going to come. What are the three stages? Gilui Harishin of Mashiach means like this. It's before the time that that the Eibishter tells Mashiach that you are Mashiach. It's like Moshe Rabbeinu, by the snare, that the Eibishter was memane him as Goy Harishin. Then comes stage two, that the same way Moshe Rabbeinu, he does the Makos, or Moshe Rabbeinu, he goes to Mitzrayim and he deals with the Mitzrayim. That stage two, the Milchames of Mashiach. The final stage is when Moshe Rabbeinu takes the Yidden out of Golos, and that means when Mashiach finally builds the Beis HaMikdash and is Mekavitz Nitcha Yisrael, in other words, the stage of Mashiach Vaday. That's the Gula stage. But it could be that you have the Gilui Harishin of Mashiach before Bias Eliyahu. In other words, Bias Elio is not Na'akiv. The Protim Bias Elio is not Na'akiv. He's Galus of Mashiach. You could have somebody that is very, very clear that he's Melech HaMashiach. You could have somebody that everyone is saying on him, Va'imar Lov Shehu Melech HaMashiach. And at the same time, you didn't have Elio HaNovi. Now, just to spend a minute on the story of Bar Kochva, there are those that want to learn, and I saw recently in the Kovtzin, that Bar Kochva himself, not pshat that later on he was a Mashiach, that he was an unworthy person to begin with. But I want you to know it's very schwer to learn like that, because then a Bekiva would not make a mistake and say, Ve'im Elov Shu Melech HaMashiach. And then comes the other question, if Rabbi Akiva made a mistake, so maybe we should learn from him his mistake and not say on anyone that he's Melech HaMashiach, let's wait and see. The same with our the great Rabbi Akiva could make a mistake, so we for sure could make a mistake and therefore we should hold our declarations back. The Rambam doesn't learn like that. The Rambam says that Rabbi Akiva did the right thing to the extent that we prove from Rabbi Akiva that Mashiach doesn't have to perform miracles because Bar Kochva didn't perform miracles. In other words, we have to learn from Rabbi Akiva. Either was a mistake, that was because the Yidden were in Zeich at the time, it's fine. But the attitude of Rabbi Akiva was the right way. And his thing to look, and like the Rebbe brings down from the Steichemed, if you look in the Sikh of Tazriya Mitzayot of Shannon Aleph, and if you look in the Sikhs of Bistabenu and the others, the Steichemed brings down a whole list of the Talmidei Arizal, Shebetuach, Hoya, Shebiyamav, Hoya, Mashiach. And there's all different Talmidim that they said on their Rebbe that they're Mashiach. And the Rebbe says, V'anan chsidin nevna abasrayu, that we chsidim, we follow the directive of the old Gemara, where the Gemara says that Talmidim of Yanai said that Yanai is Mashiach. Talmidim of Shilai said that Shilai is Mashiach. The Talmidim of Chanina said Chanina was Mashiach. And Vanan chsidim, we clearly say that our Rebbe, we find sukkim that show that our Rebbe is Mashiach.